Assistant coach Dakota Hayes joins us here in a breezy post game here. We apologize. We got the win now here. But Dakota, I think my first key to the game was get out early and get out fast. And I thought definitely that was the way it happened for Scott City right off the bat. And you could tell it was that was probably the point of emphasis just coming into tonight's ball game.
You know, yeah. Coming out and jumping out early, doing things right from the get-go is really important when you're playing a team like this.
You've been struggling first two games, starting off ball games here to get this, and I know Goodland's a team that's been struggling here, but is that maybe a confidence booster for this offense, especially offensive line going forward?
You know, it is. They do have a lot of good athletes, though. I mean, they play hard, they play all the way till the end, and they usually don't roll over, and I would say, yes, it's a confidence booster, but I think the thing that we really like to see, though, is that we're finally playing to the level that we expect our kids to. So,
yeah, and it was a balanced running attack pretty much in that first quarter. You guys ran left, ran right, ran up the middle, just a hard running and great blocking there, and you only had to had actually probably two pass attempts called for University. One was a nice scramble by Harrison, and he didn't give up there and got the first down, but he had a nice little scramble as well, pass there, I should say, nice pass to Justice there, really on a rope there on that 35-yard touchdown pass.
Getting Harrison some confidence as far as passing was kind of an important factor this week as well. But really trying to figure out, if we need yardage, who are we going to run behind? So we were trying to figure out where to go and who to run behind. So,
all right. And, you know, defensively, facing a kind of an RPO quarterback, a run-pass option quarterback for the second time in three games, similar to what you saw 2 weeks ago with Hugoton. And Kier probably got most of his yards in the second half when you had some of the second-teamers in. But that's a great learning experience for the backups as well, because you never know when they're going to get called up here. But I thought your defense played pretty sound tonight facing a very good passing quarterback.
He is a really good athlete. He knows when to pull it, and he knows when to keep it. And it was really important for our defense to know their responsibilities, fill their gaps, and do what they had to do no matter what they looked at or what they seen. So,
and also, defense gets three interceptions tonight. It's been a defense that's been playing pretty good. Probably one thing missing was forcing turnovers and get three picks tonight.
Yeah, the secondary, we were kind of in that first week, it was rough, but they figured out how to get locked up and get everything down and finally start being in the right positions for those turnovers. So,
and able to get in some backups early and often, middle of second quarter on there tonight, and really the second team unit was in there for most of that second half, and they did a pretty good job moving the ball for the most part against Goodland's main starters.
They did. You know, it's also important to get those young guys in there, get them some varsity experience. I think that's where we've been pretty grateful in years past. We've been able to get some of those younger guys in there to be able to play a little bit at the varsity level, so they know what to expect when they get there.
Well, coming up next week, it's your second straight road trip. You go to Ulysses, and that's a team that's going to be pretty hungry next week there. They're up right now in Hugoton in the fourth quarter, 22-14, but you had the opportunity to watch a little bit of Ulysses, of course, with watching the Goodland film, and, you know, it's a lot of the same tradition Ulysses has from years past.
It is. They run similar offense to us and similar defense, and so it's another one of those games where they know what we do and we know what they do well, and it's just going to be one of those where you just got to grind it out.
Great win for your team on the road to start off district play as well, and step out of district next week here. Your assistant coach Dakota is joining us post-game. Thanks as always, and we'll see you down in Ulysses next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.